You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here now. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago. Boy, we got a lot of snow where I am. Although East Central Illinois was, you know, the place that got the least amount of snow, I think, out of this last one. Who got covered up most?
Well, the areas that received over 6 inches of snow, basically that swath extended from portions of central and northern Kansas, and then especially across areas of the northern half or so of Missouri, extending into central Illinois. There was a little bit of a lull there, yeah, in and around the Champaign-Urbana area, where totals were less there, around 3 to 4 inches, but it actually picked up again, closer to Indianapolis, totals closer to 6 inches. Overall, the epicenter of highest totals were in around the St. Louis to Jefferson City, Missouri area, and specifically there, totals ranged anywhere from 12 to even a few locations above 18 inches.
Between now and this weekend, and we'll talk about the weekend storm in a moment, will we get a chance to melt some of this away?
A little bit here, although with the snow that we got and that we've received, certainly if there wasn't any or if there was a lesser amount of snow, it would be quicker to melt. But because of the snow in place, actually a little bit better radiational cooling conditions, and as a result, temperature is a little bit colder here. But yeah, there will be some slow melting here taking place. But then, yeah, some more snow is on the way for this weekend.
Yeah, is this another big one?
It's looking like it here, Todd. In fact, it looks like another system originally developing snow and even some ice in areas of the Plains region. And then that begins to intensify as it pushes eastward. And yeah, it's looking like another major snow event within on the southern part of the precip shield, with this storm actually being in the form of freezing rain and sleet, looking like a potential ice storm in areas here of the southern Midwest. And that also looks to extend eastward, too, with, again, a large area of wintry precip actually moving into eastern Midwest, Ohio River Valley, and then even into the Northeast.
Okay, so let's start with the line. I know this is difficult to predict. For the ice, are we talking about that same line, Missouri, Jefferson City to St. Louis again, or where?
Looking a little bit further south here in areas of towards like Evansville and then down towards Louisville and south of St. Louis at this time, that looks to be the most likely area. But again, a lot of uncertainty at this time as it's several days away. And that storm system, which is just starting to come on shore here, begin to get a little bit more data here in the computer models to help us get a better track here. But that looks to be at least the best storm track at this time.
And then better catch me up on what's happening in Brazil real quick.
Yeah, for Brazil, again, the focus of attention has been on still the dryness in the northern areas, especially northeastern areas centered in Bahia. That's where soybean pod development is still taking place, along with soybeans in Rio Grande do Sul as well. For the next 10 to 12 days, we do see a continuation of dry conditions in the northeast, and that'll be combined with hotter than normal temperatures. The next main opportunity for significant rains looks to be right at the end of the month and into the early part of February. So that's the next primary window. And outside of that, though, as you go further south and west, it becomes more active, especially in Argentina and far southern Brazil. At this time, the active conditions don't look problematic, overall, that is where rainfall looks to register above normal basically through the end of the month. And again, that's Argentina and far southern Brazil.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse.